Joining me here at Robin Hood Radio is Blake Myers, the director of the Tri-Corner Feed Market. She is giving a talk in Ankrum on the 19th of April at the Ankrum Town Hall. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, as we talked a little bit ahead of time, I have to readily admit I was not aware of the feed market, and that's FEED market in Mellerton. Could you give the folks a little idea of what that's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we opened last June. We're still fairly new, and people are still continuing to find out about us. We're open Friday through Tuesday, and then beginning in April 30th, we're going to expand our hours to be Thursday through Monday, as a response to community wishes. The premise of our market is we support local farms and producers by trying our best to source as much as possible through those vendors and creating relationships with our local farms and producers. And then what makes our store extra special is that we sell everything in our store on a sliding scale. So we have three different tiers. We have full retail, 30% off, and 60% off, ensuring that everyone in our community has access to the food that's grown in their own backyards. Registration for the sliding scale is something we get questions about a lot. It's super simple. Just come in, and all you're required to bring is your first and last name, and we can help figure out which tier works best for you. And then once you're registered, you don't have to state the tier each time. It's just associated with your name when you check out. So it's a really easy, simple process for all of our shoppers.
And that process you have to do on site. You can't do it via the web, or yes.
You can do it by the web. We have a registration form on our website that you can fill out ahead of time if you prefer to do that. And then just let us know your name when you get to the store so that we can make you an account, and then it's pretty simple from there.
This is unique in that this is a not-for-profit grocery store. What types of items can we expect to see when we come there?
We source so many things locally. There's so many things and so many people that are just doing incredible things in our region, from regenerative farming to sustainably raising proteins. So we have everything from locally grown produce to proteins, beef, pork, chicken, eggs, dairy from Ronnie Brook Farm, which is a familiar name in the region, cheeses from Chase Holm. And then we have pantry staples from some of our farms in the region who are doing things like sunflower oils or all-purpose flours from grains grown in the region and milled in the region. So it's really incredible to see the breadth of options that we have and people who are really dedicated to making a great product, one, but two, really, really growing the strength of farms and our food system in our area.
Well, and I think as well, you're looking at food that is not contaminated, is the term I will use, by chemicals and other things that you might find on the mass market.
Absolutely. A lot of the farms in our region are really dedicated to doing things, if they're not certified organic, at least using organic practices. So, not spraying pesticides or not using chemicals, and truly doing things in a way that are really healthy for not only our customers and our community, but also the environment. I'm really impressed and amazed to be able to work with so many amazing farms. We have about 25 that we have really strong relationships with, and just the ways that they're able to do things in such a holistic manner is just so impressive to me. And it's amazing to be able to pass those things along to our entire community.
Are you seasonal or open all year long?
We're open all year round.
You're able to source all this stuff throughout the year.
For the most part, during the winter, we're not able to source as many local produce options. We do have one hydroponic grower who's far out container farm, so they're able to produce year round. But we're starting to see the return of local farms getting produce on the shelves. So in our downtime, we're able to source organic produce from local distributors for farms that might be a bigger scale that are a little bit farther away from us that we don't have those exact direct relationships with. But because half of our mission is about food access, we want to make sure that people have access to high quality produce year round. So once those farms come back online, which should be in the next month or so, we'll have an abundance of local fresh produce. For the other things, we're still sourcing locally and we're able to do so year round.
We're talking with Blake Myers, who is the Director of Programs for Tri-Corner Feed, which is a grocery store in Mellerton, a nonprofit grocery store, and they will sell you foods on sliding scales. It's not just for people in need. Your food you're getting there is a little closer to home. The store is open all year long. Blake's giving a presentation at the Ankrum Town Hall on Sunday, April 19th at 1 p.m., and she'll give you a lot more information on what this is all about. I want to come back around because I noticed some of what you're going to be talking about mentions three other organizations: the Tri-Corners Food Sovereignty Fund, the Community Advocates for Food Security Coalition, and the Rooted Resilience Program. Can you speak about each of those?
Yeah, absolutely. The Tri-Corner Feed Market is just one of our programs, and all of our programs are in service of our mission. And our mission is really in our name. So FEED stands for Food Equity, Education, and Distribution. And so our mission is to support local farms by increasing their markets, by giving them support that they need either financially or technical assistance, and also by making local food available to everyone in our community. And that's very clearly seen in our store, but we have other ways of serving that mission. One of them is our Food Sovereignty Fund, which we purchase food from local farms and donate it to local food pantries. We primarily service three local food pantries: St. Thomas Food of Life in Amenia, the NACC Food Pantry in Millerton, and the Lakeville Corner Food Pantry. Just a quick shout out on that. We are running our Nourish Neighbors program, which is a fundraiser May 11th through May 17th this year. We did it last year, so follow along to see updates on that as we continue to organize and launch that. That's where community members can dine out and donate to that really important food program for our community that really supports the food pantries in our area. And then the second thing is our Community Advocates for Food Security, or we call it CAFS. CAFS is actually organizing Nourish Neighbors. So our CAFS group is our volunteer arm of the Tri-Corner Feed organization. One of the things that's also really important, as I mentioned, the education component. I think that getting community members involved in their food system and the choices that they make, and having agency in their food system, educating them about the ways in which our food system works is really important. And having that volunteer coalition has been really important in kind of not only spreading our mission and spreading awareness, but also just getting people involved in their community and the food that's grown here and distributed here. And then the third program is our Rooted Resilience Program. That is a grant loan program for local farmers to support their growth and sustainability in the region. It's very hard to be a farmer in our region. We want to make sure that we're supporting the people who are doing really great work to, like you mentioned, really support the health of our communities and the health of our planet. We run that program yearly. This year, we're doing around $40,000 of support through grants and loans to local farms to either expand their business or sustain their business through this growing season. We're really excited and passionate about that program as well.
Growing up in this area over my last 67 years, there was a time when there were cows everywhere. They were operating farms around every corner here. And over this time, they've all pretty much disappeared. So, what you're doing is very helpful. And a lot of the reasons they all disappear was the markets, the economy, what you can compete with. We don't exactly have a place where you can grow big fields out there like the flatlands in the Midwest.
Certainly. I come from the Midwest, so I'm well aware of the dichotomies of commercial farming versus, even family farming, and then also compared to organic small farms. And so I think we've seen kind of the plight across America where we're losing many farms every year just due to the difficulties. And so we want to be able to have those people in our food system because we realize how important having local farms supporting our food system is.
No, that's a great mission because, again, as I say, it used to be there were farms everywhere, and a lot of it was dairy around here too. So,
Yeah.
do you get much dairy in your network?
We have two primary dairy providers that we work closely with. We work closely with Ronniebrook and also Chase Home, both out of Pine Plains, New York.
Sounds like you're involved in the food business from start to finish here with your various organizations. We've been talking with Blake Myers, who is the director of programs for Tri-Corner Feed on the internet, tricornerfeed.org. They run a market in Mellerton at 56 South Center Street. This is a not-for-profit grocery store. They're specifically looking at local commodities and supporting local farmers and businesses here. And it's not just for people who may be in need. Everybody can come and shop there. They are open all year long. Blake is going to be presenting at the Ankrum Town Hall on Sunday, April 19th at 1 p.m. So if you're interested about learning more, you could talk to her up there when she's there, or you could visit 56 South Center Street.
I just want to thank you and thank our entire community for really supporting us. We've had an incredible 7 months, and it's just so great to hear the feedback and how important this resource has been for people, especially in Millerton. We don't have a grocery store. So it's been really amazing to see how this has already impacted people's lives. And the best way to support us is to come in and shop and say hello to us whenever you can. So hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and best of luck in your ventures.
Thank you so much.